Exclusive legal immigrant angel mom, Congress catering to illegal aliens, when does it stop? By John Binder on November 24, 2019. A legal immigrant angel mom says lawmakers in both parties in Congress are catering to the 11 million to 22 million illegal aliens living in the United States, without any consideration to protect American citizens and legal immigrants like herself. Agnes Gibney was born in Hungary and legally arrived in the U.S. at 16 years old with her parents from Brazil. Decades later, after becoming a naturalized American citizen, Gibney lost her son Ronald da Silva in 2002, after he was gunned down and murdered by a previously deported illegal alien gang member. This weekend, Silva's murderer was released from prison in the sanctuary state of California and quickly deported by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE. Agency, a victory for Gibney, who has fought for years to ensure her son's killer was not freed into the U.S. During an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News tonight, Gibney blasted both Republicans and Democrats in Congress for working to provide for illegal aliens at the expense of U.S. taxpayers and legal immigrants. Listen. It outrages me that the laws are being bent backwards and ignored to cater to illegal aliens who have absolutely no right in our country. No right to say anything about our laws, no right to demand anything, Gibney said. And our Congress hasn't done anything to protect the citizens, Gibney continued. They are catering to these illegal aliens and giving them more and more and more. It's low-income housing, it's Medicare for the children, it's free education, free medical, when does it stop? Gibney said that rather than enact crucial pro-American immigration reforms to protect American citizens, their wages, their jobs, and their families, lawmakers are wasting millions of taxpayer dollars, doing nothing other than harassing our president. If we implement E-Verify, if we cut the incentives for these illegals to come here, they would self-deport, Gibney said. A plan, for instance, to allow angel families to sue sanctuary jurisdictions for protecting their loved ones' illegal alien killers has been endorsed by a number of Republican senators, but has stalled in Congress in recent weeks. As Breitbart News has chronicled, California, with one of the most expansive sanctuary state laws in the nation, has likely helped free at least 5,000 criminal illegal aliens back into American communities. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.